Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, the world's next great footballing superstar and what he'll bring to the Premier League.
Hummels here for Erling Haaland. Haaland tries to finish. It could be special. It's magical. This man, is there anything he cannot do?
Since he broke onto the mainstream European footballing scene for Red Bull Salzburg in 2019, there hasn't been a more exciting talent to emerge than Erling Haaland. He's the biggest prospect in world football since Lionel Messi's breakthrough at Barcelona in 2004. And earlier this week, it was reported that the 21-year-old Norwegian is set to sign for Manchester City after they triggered his £63 million release clause from German side Borussia Dortmund. So, barring any late hiccups, we'll be enjoying the significant talents of Erling Haaland in the Premier League from next season. But what is it about him that makes him so exciting? And why is his signing so momentous for Man City? Let's start with cold, hard numbers. To date, Erling Haaland has scored 166 goals in 213 games for club and country. Remember, he's 21 years old. At the same age, Cristiano Ronaldo had only scored 45. Messi had scored 66. Haaland has 100 more than that. Here's some more numbers. He's 6'4" and has hit top sprint speeds of 36 kilometers per hour, the fastest in the Bundesliga at one point last season. When he was 5, he achieved a world record in his age category for the standing long jump, with a distance of 1.63 metres. Erling Haaland has regularly been described as the perfect footballer. It's as if he's been built in a lab. And you can see where he gets it from. His mother was a former heptathlete, and his father is Alf Inge Haaland, the former footballer, and whose own story adds another intriguing dimension to Erling Haaland's.
Oh, Roy Keane on Haaland. David Ellery has a record of dismissing Roy Keane from the field of play. It's a red card issued by David Ellery to Manchester United's captain for the fourth time.
In 2001, Manchester United's Roy Keane received a red card after fouling Manchester City's Alf Inge Haaland in the Manchester derby. A year later, Roy Keane said in his autobiography that the foul was premeditated and a deliberate act of revenge after he received on-pitch criticism from Erling's dad. The admission led to an FA inquiry, and though Roy Keane claimed it was an inaccurate paraphrasing by his ghostwriter, he received a 5-game ban and an £150,000 fine for bringing the sport into disrepute. Fast forward 21 years, and it's likely Roy Keane will soon be having to regularly praise Alf Inge Haaland's son in his role as a TV pundit. Alf Inge Haaland played much of his career in England, and Erling was born in Leeds, meaning he could have played for England. But a Harry Kane and Erling Haaland duo up front is now merely a pipe dream because he plays for Norway. What could have been? It's probably fair to say that seeing Erling Haaland in the Premier League will also add a playful, youthful exuberance to proceedings. Last year, he told Norwegian TV station TV2 that he has the Champions League theme song as his alarm clock, and he regularly goes viral on social media for his slightly quirky approach to post-match interviews, offering one-line answers, meaning interviewers have to think on their feet.
Is it a kind of message you want to send out?
Yes.
Would you tell us a message?
To my fans.
To our fans. They're everything for you and for Borussia Dortmund.
It is.
Thanks a lot. It was a pleasure.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What comes to mind when you think of Amber Heard? A liar? A survivor? A narcissist? The trial of Depp v. Heard was a global phenomenon, but I want to know, was it a fair fight? I'm Alexi Mostras, the host of Sweet Bobby and Hoaxed. In my new podcast, I'm investigating whether Amber Heard was the victim of an organised trolling campaign.
The entire series is now available to binge wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Who Trolled Amber.
As you might expect, a transfer of this magnitude has some staggering figures attached to it. Erling Haaland is set to earn somewhere in the region of £380,000 to £400,000 a week. The transfer fee of £63 million will also be topped up by fees between £30 and £40 million paid to his representatives, which includes Erling's aforementioned father and his agent, Mino Raiola. But what would he actually bring to Manchester City? His style of play may have to be adapted to suit a Pep Guardiola system. The manager often doesn't use an out-and-out striker like Erling Haaland, opting instead for a false nine. And we've seen Phil Foden, Kevin De Bruyne and Raheem Sterling all take on that role for City. Another thing to note is Erling Haaland's injury record. For such a young man, his career has already been hampered by small injuries that have kept him out for short periods of time. This season, he's missed 16 matches due to three separate injuries, and last season he missed 10 games with four injuries. We've seen in the past how players have to curtail their careers due to injuries picked up in their early days, so he'll be hoping that his injuries in his fledgling career are just growing pains. Should Erling Haaland's move to Manchester City be confirmed, it'll be the most exciting Premier League signing in years. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Playmaker. It was written by me, Andrew Butler, and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm John Curtis.
And I'm Rachel Wolfe. This week on Trendy, in 3 weeks' time, voters in England and Wales will go to the polls to choose local councillors, mayors, and police and crime commissioners. Why do these elections matter? Do they matter? And what do they tell us about the state of parties going into the general election?
To listen to the episode, search for Trendy on Tortoise News, wherever you get your podcasts, and follow the feed to make sure you don't miss a single episode.